Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's Morphin' Time.
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia of News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Hope you're having a great week, productive at work, and staying safe amid this pandemic. Please wash hands, wear the mask. You know what you have to do to get this thing over with. So what are we doing today? Well, we're going to have another fan episode. It's been a while since we invited a Spurs fan to rep the fan base, and he will be tackling a couple of questions later on the show. How are Spurs fans reacting to the latest report that DeMar DeRozan is unhappy in San Antonio? And Popovich. Questions about Popovich. Is it time for him to retire or continue going strong? We'll get the fan base react on those two questions. But of course, as always, we're going to go ahead and tackle some news and notes you may have missed. But before we do that, today's episode of Lockdown Spurs is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need. Go to rockauto.com. All right, so let's catch you up on some Spurs news before we bring in our Spurs fan to chat a little bit about your silver and black. Well, Luka Šamanić. All Spurs are keeping in tip-top shape this offseason. Some are in the gym, some are in the boxing ring. Yeah, Luka Šamanić joined a few Spurs that are picking up boxing in the offseason. Leha Boxing and Gym shared video of Luka in the boxing ring throwing the gloves and keep it in tip-top shape. You can check that out at the Spurs Zone News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Also, some news and notes you may have missed. Spurs Give, which is pretty much the charity arm of the Spurs Sports and Entertainment, they're asking San Antonians to help the San Antonio Food Bank this Halloween. They're going to be setting up a kind of a donation drop-off center at Freeman Coliseum for those of you that are in San Antonio. You know, that is right next to the AT&T Center. It'll be from Thursday, October 29th through Saturday, October 31st. For those who live in San Antonio, make sure you enter through Gate B off Houston Street and look for the San Antonio Food Bank volunteers. They're trying to raise 20,000 pounds of food that will help the food bank support the San Antonio community members in need. And during the holiday season, and for those that are still impacted by the pandemic, it's a great cause. Spurs, once again, are stepping up to the plate and giving back to the city of San Antonio that loves them dearly. And, you know, we talked about Luka Šamanić right now, training. Cannot forget about Lonnie Walker. Now, there's off-season training, and then there's Lonnie Walker. His camp sent video to the Spurs Zone of Lonnie. Like, seriously, it's like, it looked like he's running a triathlon or something. He's not getting ready for the NBA season, but he's going to be in quiet shape from throwing logs in and out of water. Yeah, you heard me right. Simulating a volleyball game, but instead of a volleyball ball, it's actually a medicine ball that he's throwing across the net, and a lot of stretching core work. It's enough to make you want to get out and hit the gym yourself. I'm not kidding. Again, go to the Spurs Zone, News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. And there you have it. Some quick Spurs news and note. But when we get back, we're going to bring in our fan guest and tackle a couple of topics regarding your silver and black. Again, but before we do that, I want to again talk to you about rockauto.com. It's a family business. It's been online for so many years. It has that easy to use catalog, all the brand names, all the specifications that you'll need for any car part that you need to have ASAP. Tail lamps, they have it. Motor oil, they have it. New carpet, they have it. Everything you can imagine is there at rockauto.com. It's been serving auto part customers online for 20 years. And the prices are always reliably low. They're the same for do-it-yourselfers or professionals. You're not going to be spending up to twice as much for the same part. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts you'll ever need, rockauto.com.
Welcome
We are back, and now I am joined by the Spurs fan. Who is this mystery man? Well, let's go ahead and introduce him. He is Joseph Rivera. He is a longtime Spurs fan, and he's ready to rep the fan base. Joseph, welcome to Locked On Spurs.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on. Very excited to talk shop and talk about our Spurs.
Hey, so how long you been a Spurs fan?
Honestly, as long as I've been alive. I remember some of my early memories were the playoff battles with the Lakers in the early 2000s. The first season I remember really following was that 02-03 season. And ever since, diehard, been going to games for years, watching the team for years, try to make every game I possibly can. Typical homer.
what would be your favorite Spurs memory?
Ooh, well, I think for everyone, the title in 2014 was so special, experiencing that, especially having witnessed that dynasty over the course of those 15 years, seeing that happen, and the fact that they were able to climb the mountain again, I think was so special. But I think the in-person and like a game I saw that moved me was Manu's final home game in the 2018 playoffs against Golden State, how he just did that typical Manu will to victory moment, even at the age of 39, 40. That was one of the most incredible moments I've ever seen live.
Do you remember that final season where he saved the Spurs from defeat against, I believe it was the Celtics, and with Kyrie Irving still playing with them? And he hit that incredible three-point shot. Spurs win either in overtime or regular time, whatever it was. And did you remember how Kyrie Irving reacted after the game, saying, "Well, that's Manu"? He just laughed it off.
I remember because I remember looking back at the shot, and I believe it was Al Horford closing out on him, and his hand was right at Manu's hand. And he had to arc it. I remember it was one of those touch the ceiling type shots. And, you know, only Manu.
So, Joseph, you know how this works. You were briefed before we hit that good old record button. So here we go. It's time to rep the fan base. And, of course, whenever you feel like it, you want to interject your thoughts, go ahead. So perhaps the biggest question right now in the offseason that is among discussions with Spurs fans is DeMar DeRozan. Look, by now, everybody knows his contract situation. We're not going to go over that. We know what's on the table. We know what's up. But recently, there's been another report of unhappiness from DeMar DeRozan. Now, all fairness, Joseph, he did shoot that down. He did say, you know, hey, I never said that. But Spurs fans are now kind of wondering, hey, well, there's smoke, there's fire. Joseph, what are Spurs fans thinking about the recent report surrounding DeMar and just DeMar himself?
See, I think I've seen one of two thought processes. One is that, oh, it's just a typical media trying to have a storyline and that DeMar does like it here, but also that due to the source of it being The Athletic, a pretty credible source, and we know how much that source was used in the whole Kawhi rumblings. Mm-hmm. So there could be some validity to maybe he's unhappy. But I think also the main caveat is that he could be happy with the team itself. He could be happy with the organization, but maybe he's unhappy about how the roster fits together. I was just thinking, because maybe he likes this team, because we've seen so many times, especially during the bubble, that the guys like playing together and it's a good group of guys, which is great. But until the bubble, DeMar fits. He can play. We know his effectiveness to distribute the ball, to shoot the mid-range game, to take over and be a closer at the end of the game. But we haven't seen a consistent run of very cohesive team ball. It's a team of two. The team can beat teams like the Bucks or the Clippers, or we can get smacked by the Knicks. It's different night to night.
Do you think that DeMar DeRozan, okay, let's just play devil advocate now. Let's just say it's true. Yeah. He's just doing the typical player going to shoot down any type of negative report regarding him. Okay, let's just say it's true. Do you think Spurs fans would really be devastated if he decides to walk away from that player option?
I don't think they'd be devastated. I think it makes sense for him to go elsewhere, because if we look at this roster, it has promise, it has potential, but DeMar being 31 years old and at the tail end of his prime, maybe has one good contract left. Mm-hmm. Is he really going to get that with the Spurs? And is he at the point where he wants to win? Does he want to just get the bag, or does he want to get a smaller bag and compete for a title? Does he want to be the star? It depends on what he wants. And I think Spurs fans will respect it because, hey, he chose to come here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he was traded, but he could have done one of those holdouts. Well, if I go there, I'm not playing. But no, he came and he did his part. And if he opts out, I don't think Spurs fans will be too mad because he wants to compete and this team isn't a title contender yet.
What about you? How would you feel if he decides to say, you know what, San Antonio, thanks, it's been good, but I'm going to go somewhere else?
I personally love DeMar DeRozan. I'm talking more as a person. Mm-hmm. I love his advocacy, especially in the mental health community, with regards to men's mental health, what he's meant to that community. I love him as a person just for that. I enjoy watching him as a player. I think he's, like I said, I think he's really good, but I don't think a team with its current construction now, if the Spurs were to move off of Aldridge, I would really be excited to see him come back.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of – we're kind of in a similar situation to what I think would be similar to Philadelphia. We've seen that Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid are two great top-tier talent, but their styles don't mesh. You can't have a guy who's distributing the ball who can't shoot teamed up with a guy who's going to clog the paint and mm-hmm. play on the block. It doesn't work there. It doesn't work here.
Yeah. The Spurs are definitely at a crossroads right now, just not in their franchise direction, but what are they going to do with DeMar DeRozan if he opts in or if he opts out? Let's go ahead and circle back to the fan base now and get, you know, since you are repping, you know, all silver and black fans here. do you think Spurs fans would do how would they react if, let's just say tomorrow, the Spurs announced that he's resigning. Okay. How do you think their reaction will be?
I think their reaction would be dependent on what moves come immediately. I don't think, because a lot of, I think.
And by the way, by resigning, I mean picking up his option. Let me maybe just be clear.
Picking up his option. Yeah. Yes. So I don't think Spurs fans would be too happy because I think his value would be, and if they were to do a sign in trade, because that means we could get assets for him. I think if he just signs in like, hey, I'm running it back with y'all, I don't think Spurs fans would be too happy. Because like I said, if you have – I'm sorry. I love them as people. But a team led by DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, Rudy Gay is not going to win a title. You got two guys who are 34 and older, and then we don't know what direction they're going to go in. We have a lot of great young pieces, but what direction are they going to go in? Mm-hmm. Because – DeMar and LA are not going to bring you a title.
Yeah.
They're not superstar talents. They literally were not even all-star talents this year. So I think they need to move off of them. And I think if they say, hey, we're going to run it back, everyone's going to be like, well, what's the point?
Right. Yeah. They're stuck. You know, they're pretty much, mm-hmm. if they're going to run it back with the same team, there's no way, in my opinion, as right now, as you and I are speaking, they even make the playoffs. I mean, I just think the West is just too stacked right now. It's mind-boggling, but focusing more on DeMar DeRozan here. Look, he was traded to San Antonio. He like you mentioned, he didn't hold out, you know, professional through all the way through, you know, balled out for San Antonio last season, did it in his first season in silver and black, show that he can be a mentor to the young guys, as we saw in the bubble, and actually was a closer, something that he's never been labeled as. At least we saw through 8 games out in Orlando. Do you think Spurs fans saw that and say, you know what? Maybe it's not going to be too bad if he does pick up his option.
I think, yes, I would agree that Spurs fans were very high off what he did in the bubble. I believe he led the 8-game seeding games in terms of fourth quarter scoring. He either was at the top or near the top.
Yeah, he was one of the better fourth quarter scorers. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Definitely. And so I think with that team that rotation he was playing with that was heavy Lonnie Walker, Keldon Johnson, DeJounte Derrick, he thrived off of that because he had people alongside him who could play defense and he had someone to pass it to who could create their own shot. Mm-hmm. Especially in terms of Derek White, who I felt really took a step in being able to create his own shot and be able to score at three levels at the whole mid-range and from deep. And so I think the Spurs fans are like, well, we do need, any team needs a guy who you can throw the ball to and say, hey, go score. I don't think LA is that guy. I don't think he's ever been that guy at the end of the game to be like, hey, go score. DeMar is something that you can still roll with for another year or two, especially while we're in the stage of literally transitioning into our guys like Lonnie or Keldon or DJ and Derek. Sure. Like, who's going to be, quote unquote, the guy? I think DeMar is the perfect transition guy to get you to that point. So I think Spurs fans wouldn't be too upset. But I think if you keep DeMar, you got to get off LA or vice versa. I think it's very dependent on what they move. But I think a lot of people will be like, you know, let's just sign and trade, or let's just get rid of them, or not sign them back. Be like, hey, go do what you want to do. Let's just, you know, let LA do his thing one more year, and then let's get some other pieces. I think it depends on what direction Pop is going to try and take them.
Yeah, you look at DeMar DeRozan, and you're absolutely right. Guy's a bucket getter, you know, one of the better scorers in the league, you know, mid-range threat, you know, that veteran. He's been there. He's done that. He's multiple all-star. So, yeah, that's value. He still presents value, whether that be for the Spurs or if he does decide to not re-up or pick up his player option, that is, and go off elsewhere. But then there's this, though, and I'll get your thoughts as far as the Spurs fans think. If they go the route of, okay, well, we lost DeMar. He decided not to pick up his player option and just strictly go with LMA, you kind of hinted at it. You feel that it would be disastrous, maybe more so than what it could be next season, as far as them still going through this rebuild. Because remember, the young guys are going to get a really good taste of what an NBA season is like. It was very controlled in the Orlando bubble. They didn't have back-to-backs. They had minimal travel. The travel, Joseph, was from hotel to arena. That's it.
Yeah.
So these young guys are really going to get a little bit of a taste because the season is going to be shortened. But without a guy like DeMar DeRozan, in today's NBA where scoring is a premium, you think Spurs fans are ready for a kind of a very long season, maybe more L's than W's?
And I think Spurs fans are at the point where we've been able to kind of accept that era that we grew up with is over. It's done. We understand we're not going to be title contenders every year. You know, we were spoiled for 20 plus years, and now we need to figure out how to live past that. And I think Spurs fans are going to be okay with that. Like, obviously, no sports team is, like, quote unquote, happy, but you can accept it. Like, hey, this isn't going to be our reality for the next few years until we can either find the guy who's going to be that guy or one of our guys develops into that. And they're going to need time to do that. And we've been saying it for the last couple of years. These guys need to be allowed to go through their growing pains to see what kind of players are going to be. What's their ceiling? And I think that's been the frustration with most Spurs fans, is that we haven't been able to see those guys reach that potential or even get close to it, because you got guys like Marco Bellinelli and Bryn Forbes taking playing time over guys like Lonnie and Keldon, who are, just by the eye test, more feasible long-term players.
You know, I'm thinking about DeMar DeRozan, and, you know, this is the third time that we've heard some sort of rumbling that he's not happy in San Antonio. A quick rundown, I think the first one was early in the season, that there was a report that the Spurs, DeMar DeRozan, his camp were like miles apart on an agreement or to an extension. Okay, so there's red flag number one. Then you had another report saying that he was unhappy. Then you have the most recent report via The Athletic saying he's unhappy again. Do you think Spurs fans are like, hey, that's a lot of smoke. There must be some fire over there.
I think people are starting to notice that the front office just, it doesn't seem like they have that. It's almost as if they're burnt out, like they've done what they can, and they're kind of just trying to go with what feels right. I think Spurs fans are kind of over the current regime because they don't see the sense of direction that they're going. Because this whole – there's a cascade of moves that has to happen this offseason for Spurs to really have confidence in them again, because these last 2 years, especially this last year, I don't think Spurs fans have confidence in this front office with their
That's a pretty interesting statement you said there. You said Spurs fans don't have a lot of confidence in this front office. We're talking about a front office that has brought titles. Are Spurs fans that 180 on the front office now? I mean, has it gone to this point?
I think it's I don't even think it's been a 180. I think it's just been a very slow turn, mm-hmm. especially – and this is what happened in 2017. Everyone is – a lot of from what I saw were frustrated about the Patty Mills deal, about the Pau Gasol – especially the Pau Gasol deal. And then we saw moves that didn't make sense, and especially last year – this past season with the rotation of guys like Marco Bellinelli, every single night you saw Brick Forbes, Marco Bricanelli, Marco blocking half of Spurs Twitter. Like, it was just so frustrating. And then Damari Carroll getting signed, but he had no playing time. And we're here screaming, hey, we need size on the wings. You know, don't play Bryn, don't play Marco, give Keldon a shot.
Sure.
You signed Chimezie Metu to a 2-year, 3-year guaranteed deal, but you're playing Drew Eubanks, the two-way guy, more than him. Like, we don't know where they're going. And so and LA always talks about potentially going back to Portland. And so I think it's just been a gradual turn. It's not that we think they'll be bad, but it doesn't seem like they're as hungry as these other regimes in terms of you know, OKC trying to get all these assets, like Toronto trying to make these deals for a title. I don't think they're as hungry as they've been in the past. And I think they're kind of just, I don't want to say complacent because I don't want to do them a disservice, but I feel, I don't think they know what direction, especially with the new regime of the Holt family, the younger Holtz taking over and Brian Wright. I think a lot of people are kind of confused and the jury's out about him.
Yeah.
And I think Spurs fans have just grown, especially over the last 3 years. And then a lot of Spurs fans weren't happy about the DeMar trade for Kawhi. We felt we should have gone with the Boston concept or maybe the Clippers – or not Clippers, LA concept. Like, one of those proposals instead of a 30-year-old guard who can't shoot and Jakob Poeltl. I mean, I love Jakob, but I feel – like I said, I felt like we just have not been able to capitalize on the opportunities given. Or we capitalize on the wrong opportunities. So I think it's just been a gradual decline in confidence.
No, for fun, Joseph, when you have a few seconds, what you want to do is if you whatever website you want to go to, do a player comparison with Jakob and Drew Eubanks, and you're going to be like, oh, it's like that. I mean, pound for pound, it's almost identical. So that's just some food for thought. But let's go ahead and wrap up this segment on DeMar DeRozan. Now, we heard a lot about you – and pretty much giving us what the pulse of the Spurs fans are. But what about you? You think the Spurs should extend him if he does play a pick up his player option? How would you react if you hear Spurs and DeMar DeRozan agree to a contract extension? How do you think you would react?
I think it would depend on how long it was. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to extend him past 2 years. Especially with the cap, I don't know what is going to happen to the cap space, whether it's going to reduce or go a little bigger. I also need to see what they're going to do with LA. I want to see if they extend Derek. So if they extend him to something like 3-4 years, I would be livid, but I could live with a 2-year extension. Because I think we did something similar to LA season before last.
Right.
That I'd be okay with, but beyond – one more year, he's going to be 33 or older. I don't want to be paying that much to a 6'6" guard when we have guys who are on the come up like Keldon and Derek and Lonnie.
Right.
I don't want to see him extended. I could live with it, but I think the general consensus among Spurs fans is like, no, don't do that. So I honestly, give me the 1 year while we build the other guys up, get rid of LA. But beyond next season, I think DeMar should go elsewhere.
I think
it's best for both sides.
Is it safe to say that Spurs fans are almost split when it comes to DeMar DeRozan and his time in San Antonio going forward?
Yeah, for sure. I've seen many takes. I see some that Spurs have wasted 2 years of his prime being here. Some are his stats are, you know, kind of fluff. or he's the Marvelous and we need to keep him. I've seen various reports, but I think, and I'm kind of in the middle, I love DeMar, but I don't think we're winning a championship with him, and that's what it comes down to. Can we win a championship, guy? Do we have a guy who we can throw at against KD, against AD, against LeBron? Do we have guys? Are those one of those two guys it?
Right.
Nope. Yeah. So I think it's, you just have to accept that. The emotional fan in me wants to be like, no, I believe in my guy. But, I mean, against those guys, you got to have a superstar.
Yeah. Look, that trade with Toronto, whether it had been with any other team, it ended up being Toronto. But you were not going to get star power for star power with Kawhi Leonard. It was not going to happen, no matter who you're going to go to. But you look back on that, if the reports are true – that the Lakers offered the Spurs some incredible deal. You kind of go back and like, man, Spurs, if you only picked that up. I think that was what, Brandon Ingram, Hart, Ball, a couple picks. I mean, whew, I think the Spurs would have been in cruise control right now regarding their future and knowing where we're going.
Yeah, and it's interesting because if you look at that, you see it makes me kind of think about, well, how would that have looked like? Because we also had to remember DeJounte was hurt last year. Mm-hmm. And Derek's emergence really came as a result of that. So do they play as well with Lonzo and Brandon Ingram? Yeah. Do those guys do as well as they did? And so I think there's a lot of – and if those guys come over right away, do we see Lonnie? Do we keep those guys? Do we – so I think it's a there's a whole bunch of ways it could have gone.
Yeah, exactly. As for me, you know – I'm split right now. People ask me, like, what do you think DeMar is going to stay? If he does, you know, what do you think? Or he leaves. I always look at it as a kind of a win-win-win-win-win no matter what. If he leaves, fine. It's his prerogative. He could do that. He wasn't forced to San Antonio. He was traded to San Antonio. And I'm thinking, okay, DeMar, good luck. And hey, Spurs, how you like to pocket $27 million? Great. And then I look at the positive, like, okay, well, you know, he's still a good player. He's no, nobody to scoff at. You know, he'll get you points. Remember, during the, at least pre-pandemic hiatus, didn't he go on some incredible run where 30-plus points in X amount of games, something like that? He was like
– oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, was no, there was there was a 5-6 game stretch where he was just getting buckets on demand.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I see that as valuable. And I'm like, that's just valuable. And, you know, I should have put up some stats right here, but I mean, we just know.
And I
go ahead.
One thing that I kept saying that really bugged me was that, you know, DeMar, as we know, is not a world-class defender. Average would probably be the best way to put it, while being nice. And even then he might be a little under average. I think the problem was that we didn't have a swingman who could guard the big guys. If DeMar is your best offensive player, cool. But DeMar can't be the best offensive player. He can't be the playmaker. He can't be the shot getter. And then the defensive stopper on the other end. We needed someone who could guard guys like KD, guard guys that – and that's what I thought DeMar Carroll was going to be. That's what I thought, you know, they would use Keldon and Lonnie for, but those guys never broke playing time. I think DeMar could have been a lot successful if we had someone at the three, at the four, someone like, I hate to say his name, Marcus Morris, or if we had some guy who could fill that role and be that defensive option, because I saw it so many times where we would play the top guys with like LeBron or Kawhi, where DeMar would have to check them and then he'd just get beat. Whereas if you had someone to help cover that, he probably would have been a lot better. And not just him personally, but him, us as a team. So I think that was something that it was like, well, DeMar in this current situation, but if they were to make a few tweaks, they could be a playoff team. I'm not saying a contender, but I felt like they shot themselves in the foot, and they could have been an 8 seed had they just gone with the young guys from the beginning.
All right, there you have it. At least Joseph and his personal thoughts and what he is giving us as far as the Spurs fans and their thoughts on the future of DeMar DeRozan in San Antonio. You know, before we go to break, though, Joseph, what did you think about that report of him being unhappy? Were you kind of like, yeah, whatever, it's just a report, or like, oh, this is interesting?
I kind of was split. Part of it was I wouldn't be surprised if he was unhappy, because just because someone's not, we get a report of saying unhappy, it doesn't mean that there's disdain. It doesn't mean that they're always salty. Like they're like, oh, you know, this team, I'm unhappy with this team. It could be that he's like, you know what? I don't think this is the right fit for me.
Yeah.
You know, unhappy doesn't necessarily have to have this crazy dramatic. Sometimes it's just not, it's like with anyone in any place of employment. It's like, it's not that it's bad, but I feel like I'm not reaching my potential here. I feel like I'm not the right fit. Sometimes it doesn't matter how good you are. You can be great, but if you don't have the right fit around you, and we've seen that in plenty of franchises, plenty of franchise players, they're great by themselves, but if they don't have the great complementary pieces, then there's only so far that they can go.
Sure. Yeah. And remember, at least what this anonymous agent said was that DeMar DeRozan was unhappy in San Antonio. Didn't say DeMar DeRozan is unhappy in the San Antonio Spurs organization. Could have just simply been, hey, DeMar, what do you think of San Antonio? Ah, it sucks. You know, I mean, coming from Toronto, living in Cali, you know, and then you go to San Antonio, not to scoff at San Antonio. That's my home. Born and raised there. But yes, for somebody that, for myself, who splits time between San Antonio and New York City and has been to a lot of major cities throughout the United States. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's night and day. So I get it. But hey, you know, hopefully things will work out for the Spurs. And I think it will. I think it will work out no matter how it goes for either the Spurs or DeMar DeRozan, whether they stay, whether they part ways. I think everybody will be okay moving forward. It's not like the Kawhi Leonard situation where the Spurs got shot a big old hole in their ship, you know, they're sinking because of that guy wanting to get out of San Antonio and the organization. All right. So now when we get back, we're going to continue our chat with Joseph, and he's going to be repping the fan base when it comes to Greg Popovich. So yeah, we'll be right back. We are back and we're continuing our chat with Mr. Joseph Rivera. He is a longtime Spurs fan, and he is repping the entire Spurs fan base right here on this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Joseph, do you want to tell everybody how they can chat with you on social media?
Yes, I'm a big on Spurs Twitter. Well, not big. I tweet a lot on Spurs Twitter. My handle is at @JRIVS_JRIVS_. Usually always talking with Jeff about comic book stuff, hell, but also yeah, sports stuff as well. We have some great, yeah, great conversations.
And you helped me out with the running. Remember when I had bad experience?
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I love about the community. Everyone talks about, especially the Spurs community, Spurs Twitter community, I should say, talk about everything. Gym, fitness, life, it's a great community. A lot of great people, a lot of great personalities, a lot of passion in those tweets. a lot of passion.
Yeah. And that's seen in nicely too, by the way.
Yep.
Everybody tune in right now. We're doing this over Zoom, and Joseph has this thing on his Zoom side. He says, knowledge is power. So definitely want to follow him, because he does have the knowledge when it comes to your San Antonio Spurs and all things pop culture and the fitness, because you're back at the gym too, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I had some problems with my – I ran a marathon about 2 years ago, but in the process I messed up my hip. And so I've been fighting problems with like tendonitis and,
right,
you know, muscle tension. But luckily, starting to get back into it. So hopefully and starting to get closer to full strength. I've been able to jog again. So hopefully be back at it. I don't know if I'm going to be doing what Lonnie's been doing in the gym.
I know,
but
it's crazy.
I'll be able to – that dude's crazy. But he's got me excited.
What got me hyped in that video was that log thing. I never thought about using those.
I've never seen that.
Because they have those log – I mean, they're not logs, everybody. They're like plastic-looking logs. And they're like a different type of weight training. And what they did is they dunk it in water to create more resistance. And, yeah, it's incredible. You got to check it out. It's at the Spurs Zone News Force San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. All right, so let's go ahead and continue this fan episode of Locked On Spurs. Now, another topic that is among Spurs fans, they banter about it, is the future of Popovich. And look, let's face it, he ain't getting younger, and his time in the NBA could possibly be ending soon, maybe sooner than later. We just don't know. He's up there in age. He's been with the league for 20-plus years. He's done it all, coach of the year, titles. He's going to be coaching Team USA. There's nothing this man can say that he hasn't done. And if he were to walk away right now, he can have no regrets. He's had a successful time in the NBA, but there's still a faction of Spurs fans that are saying, no, he needs to stay on as long as he can. Stay on to the bitter end, Pop. But then there's also another section of Spurs fans that say, nope, Pop, It's time for you to mosey on, and we'll take it from here. Thanks for everything. So my question is, are Spurs fans thinking that it's time for Pop to retire or not?
I believe most of Spurs Twitter thinks it's time for him to pass the baton. Mm-hmm. Not so much that he himself can't get it done. I mean, there is a good chunk who say him and RC have run their course and they've done all that they can do. Thank you, but let's look to what's next. Because it's like we touched on before, that era we grew up with, that era that we've had for the last 25 years, it's done. It's done. And if Pop is really about, you know, the young people developing, the next era, you know, should he himself, you know, kind of follow suit? Does he pass the baton to Becky Hammond, mm-hmm. to Will Hardy, or even Tim?
Yeah.
Can he do that? I think a lot of Spurs fans are just like, you've done what you need to do, Pop. Let someone else take over. And I think a lot of Spurs fans are thinking it's time for him to do that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as many people look to, you know, the next era of Spurs basketball, which we're seeing the beginning stages of it right now, I think the Orlando bubble was a signal that they were going to let go of the past already. I think before that, they were still clinging on to that dynasty, you know, that aura of the Spurs dynasty run. But when Pop came out and publicly said that, nope. I mean, Joseph, he said that they're not even the scout teams out in the bubble.
Oh, yeah.
He went that far. That should have been the signal to everybody that they're moving forward. They're turning the page. And they did. And I'm glad they did. In my opinion, I think it was a little too late. I think they should have done it from the jump.
Yep. It was a little too late. Yeah.
It was a little too late. But nevertheless, hey, they did it. Good. Glad.
Yeah.
Ooh, wonderful. But Popovich, though, he's the glue. You know, as much as you want to look at Patty Mills being the glue player, or DeMar or LMA because they're the vets, or Timmy, you know, being the glue. But in my opinion, I think he is Elmer's glue. I think he is the staple. I think he is this paperclip that's holding things together in that organization, or at least on the roster. Let me rephrase that. But let's just project out. He retired. Let's say tomorrow he says, I'm done. Thank you. Everybody says their goodbyes to him and, you know, good luck to Pop in his next endeavors. The only thing that I would worry about, though, Joseph, is, in my opinion, I think he is the most attractive piece for a free agent to come to San Antonio. Not to knock the players, Lonnie, Kelvin, or anything. Those guys are still improving. But remember the time their free agents would say, I'd love to play with Timmy. I would love to play with Manu and Tony, be coached by Popovich. To me, I think he's still that attractive piece for a top-notch free agent. And I think if he does walk, I think you're losing that, and it could hurt the Spurs moving forward. Your thoughts?
Well, there's two things I kind of think about that. I think that, yes, part of what might draw someone here is Pop. But with the roster as is, no one's going to want to come play on this team.
Yeah, they still got to play with somebody. You can't play with Pop on the court. Yeah,
exactly, right. And I think also, I think we've had Pop as a free agent destination for the last 15 years, and who's the biggest name we've gotten? Mm-hmm. L.A., and that's it.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been mid-tier guys, and the Spurs have been able to draft, you know, role players. And so I think we've hit his ceiling in terms of like his, you know, grab and his pool. Cause obviously, you know, they talk about the Spurs culture, you know, culture is great. The culture. But it's at the point where, okay, they're good people. We all know that. Can they win a title?
Mm-hmm.
And cause obviously the great thing, and one of the best things about being a Spurs fan has been our ability to know that they've been great players, but great guys, no real divas, no all that kind of stuff that we've seen in other title contenders. And I think that's what we love so much, but we also have to understand that, you know, winning a title ain't going to be pretty. You know, you're going to have to make tough deals. You're going to have to the way I keep putting it is I'd rather he leave too early than leave too late. I don't want him to have a couple bad seasons and then that's what people remember as he left out. I'd rather him be kind of pull like a Timmy, pull a Manu. Like, yeah, I could still go, but let me let these other guys shine. Let me step down. You know, wouldn't it be the most Spurs thing ever if Pop himself stepped down as a head coach for Becky Hammon and right. he himself became an assistant coach? Wouldn't that be the most Spurs thing ever if he did something like that?
That would be interesting. Hey, but I want to ask you something, and now you're going to speak from the Spurs fan base here, because I don't know if you want to put yourself in the corner here. So speaking from the Spurs fan base, do you think Spurs fans think that Popovich is holding up the franchise?
That's a good question. I think to some degree, yes, because I think Pop has done what he's done for so long that he's in a way, in his own mind, he's kind of in a win now mode, but he doesn't have a win now roster. So you kind of milk what you have out of what you got. So his whole thing that we've been knocking on him for the last 2 years is he's playing the guys who have quote unquote experience, the guys who are quote unquote proven. And I think that's literally been holding guys back, because we saw when they were given runtime, we saw Lonnie and especially Keldon, we saw them blossom.
Sure.
Obviously, it's a small sample size. You know, I'm not ready to call Keldon Johnson the MVP of the league yet. But I think we finally saw that he was – it just felt like he was being stubborn. And Luka never saw – like, Luka is a 6'10 power forward. And we lost Trey Lyles. We lost LaMarcus Aldridge. And we still didn't play him. But you played the two-way guy, and you played the guy who you drafted after Luka, the guy who you said that was the guy we wanted at 19. You play Tyler Zeller more minutes than Luka?
Right. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
That it doesn't make sense. And Metu got all of a few minutes, but he played less than Drew. Now, I'm not knocking Drew, because I thought he did very well in the bubble. He was a great rim runner. But the lack of consistency, the lack of direction is where we felt like, okay. But, you know, when we saw the games that, you know, Becky had the clipboard or Tim had the clipboard, we saw more Keldon. We saw more, you know, a little bit more of a small ball.
Right.
I don't want to say it, but to some degree he is, I don't want to say holding them back.
Right. Yeah.
That's a strong way.
That's a strong way of saying it. Yeah.
The way I put it is that the trajectory is not as high as it could be. He's not making the team worse, but I think they could do better if they went in a different direction. And I think that's a direction that Pop's not really trying to go with what he thinks.
Yeah, look, he can walk whenever he wants. He wants to retire tomorrow, great. He wants to do it in 5 years, that's his prerogative. He's earned it. But eventually they're going to have to turn the page with the coaching staff. They're doing it already as we see it with the roster. And they're trying to figure out what works. I'm of the opinion that, yeah, you know, if it means trading away a DeJounte, Lonnie, dare I say even Derek, to bring in a proven commodity in the NBA that's going to help the Spurs get into the playoff hunt, let alone the title, I think you do it. Because these guys are – they're not franchised. They're not yet. You have to give them one more season. I think they'll be able to see what they got, especially after this end of the next season. If the 2021 season comes to an end, they're like, wow, no, Lonnie really blossomed. We could flip him for something better. I think you do it.
I think especially with the fact that Derek White could be extended like now.
Yeah.
The guy who my eyes are glued to this season is DeJounte Murray. He is about to enter the first year of his extension, which is going to be around 14 and million and change or something like that. But so this season is going to be his first season where he's going to be coming from a completely healthy offseason. Obviously, this was his first quote unquote healthy season since his ACL tear. I want to see how good he's going to be this year, because especially if we extend Derek, if we had to choose between Derek and DeJounte, I'd probably pick Derek.
I know. Look, for me, I see my spotlight is on Lonnie and DeJounte. I got to see some sort of upward trajectory next season. Something, you know, yeah. DeJounte, I feel more comfortable seeing that happen because we saw him mm-hmm. spiking right before the pandemic slash hiatus mm-hmm. hit the NBA. For Lonnie, sure. I think a lot of Spurs fans are still hanging on to that game versus Houston. But go back and look at the box scores. Go back and look at his plus minuses. You'll be like, yeah, man, this guy's all over the place.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, it's really tough. But yeah, especially with DeJounte, I think this is the year where he kind of defines himself because this will be his fifth year in the league.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of where you figure out, okay, is this guy a piece we want to build around? Or not necessarily a franchise guy, but one of those, you know, pillars that you kind of build your foundation on. Is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be the leader? Is he going to be this side or the other? Or does he become an asset that you could ship off elsewhere if the right deal presented himself? I don't say you actively shop him, but you take the phone calls.
Oh, yeah. You're taking phone calls. Yeah. If you're not Spurs, I'm upset with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you got to take the phone calls. But I think DeJounte, and I like how towards the end of last season, especially around the hiatus, you saw guys like, especially DeJounte, who's saying, you know, you haven't seen the best of DeJounte Murray. You haven't seen the best of Derek White. You haven't seen the best of Lonnie Walker. Because think about it. We didn't see Lonnie and Derek play together. I'm sorry, not Lonnie. We didn't see DeJounte and Derek play until the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember there were graphics about Lonnie, Derek, and DeJounte playing together for like the first time for more than 30 seconds. And we're like, this could, you know, we could win some games this way. Go yeah. figure.
But Joseph, there's winning games and then there's winning titles in playoff competing. Series. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, sure. great. Yeah. If Lonnie and Derek and DeJounte can win games, that's great. But can they win when it really matters? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't known that. Sure. But circling back to Popovich and the Spurs feelings regarding him, do you think Spurs fans are being a little rough with him, a little too critical with him considering all he's done?
I think at times, yes. I think, you know, Pop's earned the right to say when he can or can't let go of the wheel. But I get what they're saying because it's kind of like what I touched on earlier. These last few years, they've been making a lot of questionable decisions that just don't seem like, you know, because we've been talking about the new era, the younger, but they haven't really shown it. They're going with, you know, they're paying $24 million to LaMarcus Aldridge at the age of 35.
Yeah,
going with Rudy Gay and DeMar DeRozan, but they're like, oh, well, we love these young guys. We can't wait for them. You can't draft and stash these guys in Austin anymore. You can't just put them in Austin, especially, and expect them to come to, you know, the NBA and be role players
yeah.
and be legitimate rotation guys. You can't stuff – like, yes, they'll develop in Austin a little bit, but you need to let them – I'm sorry. I'd rather Keldon Johnson be trying to guard Jamal Murray than Andre Ingram in the G League. You know, I want them to, even if they get exposed, even if they get humbled, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'd rather see that. I'd rather see Lonnie being inconsistent for 10 games than seeing a 6'2 shooting guard get burnt by everyone. You know what I'm talking about? Than him getting burned every night. I think he's earned that right to let go when he wants to, but, you know, he's got to kind of notice that, hey, what we're doing isn't working.
Yeah. What do you think? Let's get your personal thoughts. What do you think Pop calls it a day after this season, a couple seasons, or maybe a few more?
I think Pop has two more seasons.
Okay.
I don't see him doing past three seasons. I think part of me really wants to say after this season, because I think he's, especially with the calls that he's getting about Becky and Will Hardy, mm-hmm. about them getting interviews for positions, it's only going to be a matter of time before those two get that call, and then who comes in? You know, I see the name Jay Wright, you know, thrown in every so often, and you know, other guys who you could think of. But I think it'd be nice to have it be in house. Like I said, I really want it to be Becky Hammon, not just because of the, you know, cultural significance, but I think she's just a good vibe. She's younger. She's, you know, she has a different take on the game. Also, and I don't think this gets talked about, she's a point guard. Point guards make the best. Like, they make the best coaches. Like, tell me Chris Paul. If Chris Paul becomes a head coach tomorrow, he's in the playoffs.
Steve Nash is going to guide the Nets to the playoffs, right?
Oh, God. That's going to be a scary team. Oh, God. But, yeah, so I think I would – best case scenario, I think he does – two more years, but it would not surprise me if he was done after this year. I say 2 years max. I think, because I remember he had an extension like year before last or something like that. But I don't see him going past next year. 2022. I don't see him going past that year.
Yeah, well, hopefully, he'll go out on a positive note. Maybe we're more than likely it's not going to happen with a title. We get that. You know, the West is just god awfully stacked. I mean, think about it. You can list right now a good 8-9 teams that are better than Spurs right now in the West. Right now,
easy.
You know, you throw in Phoenix now. Phoenix, you know, surging big time. For me though, with Pop, if anything, if this, let's just pretend next season is his last season, I would love for him and the coaching staff to, whoever they draft, number 11, just stick him on that bench or give him run. But yeah, send him to Austin a couple games here and there, but don't bury him in Austin. He's going to be in a number 11 pick. He should provide some sort of spark, unless they go Euro and draft and stash with that number 11.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, barring that, but if it's a Patrick Williams, if it's a Nesmith, if it's a Sadiq Bey, you know, they should provide some value on the court in San Antonio. For you sure. Want to maybe start off their first maybe month in Austin? Okay, fine. That's good. But as the season goes on, I want to see a spike in NBA minutes with a number 11 pick as the season goes on and maybe give them some burn. Nah, they're getting blown out. You know, at halftime, it's Spurs down by 20. You know, okay, Bay, you're in. You know, go ahead and have at it. Go take your lumps. And I would love to see him do that. Personally, I also – what makes me think – that Pop could call it a day after next season is a commitment he made to LaMarcus Aldridge. You recall when they signed him, one of the reasons why LMA stayed via LMA himself in the press conference said that one of the things that Pop told him was that he's going to stay with LMA as long as he's in San Antonio. Very similar to what he said with Tim Duncan. Remember, I'm going to leave when Tim Duncan leaves. Remember how many times you heard that? But
right.
But that's one thing he did tell LaMarcus Aldridge is that he said he's going to be around for him until the bitter end. So if this is going to be LaMarcus Aldridge's final season, so be it. I can definitely see him going away. I mean, imagine this for him, how poetic it would be for Popovich's final game not to be with the Spurs, but to be with Team USA. Yeah, representing the country.
And end with the proper championship that he should have.
Yeah.
Well, not championship, but that gold medal that only makes sense. Yeah, because I think especially next year, and this could be me just like, you know, reading into it, but I think with the social climate that we've been seeing and with the NBA players wanting so much to have a platform, you know, voting rights, the Black Lives Matter movement, I think you'll see a lot of top NBA talent, like the guys who sat out in the World Cup. I think for this Olympic run, I think they're like, okay, we're playing. Like, it wouldn't surprise me to see Steph playing, to see LeBron playing. I think, especially with the year it's been, I think they'll take that opportunity and be like, look, we got to represent our country. We got to come with the best. And I think, especially if Pop's there, I think, because Pop did okay with that group of Mason Plumlee and Kemba Walker, he did okay with them. But if you give him LeBron James, you give him Steph Curry, James Harden, oh, Lord have mercy. That's going to be a highlight reel galore.
Yeah, it's going to be great, you know. But, Joseph is done talking and repping you, the Spurs fan, on this episode of Locked On Spurs. But, we want to hear what you think. What do you think about Popovich and his final seasons in San Antonio? You think he should go sooner than later? Or do you want him to stick around? And also, what about DeMar DeRozan? You Spurs fans that are listening in right now, where do you stand on the future of DeMar DeRozan and the recent news that he's unhappy in San Antonio? Well, you can do that by simply subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcasts, and also go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Now, before I turn the mic over to Joseph, just real quick, Joseph, what did you think about my draft of Marvel Avengers team?
I thought yours was good. I don't think you're beating mine, though, but, you know, I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. You went with unorthodox picks. I remember that, because I remember you went with leaders. You went with, like, Nick Fury. You had some – yours was very strategic, which I respected.
Yeah. I think my team gives you a seven-game series. I think it gives you a seven-game series. I think They're like that gritty team. That very.
That's exactly how how I dubbed them. Like that. That's a team that's like gonna drag out. You know, be pulling, fighting dirty. But
yeah,
you would want them fighting for you, not against you. But yeah, that's the way I described it.
All right, go ahead and take the mic away. How can Spurs fans interact with you and maybe give you some heat on what you have to say on this episode?
Yes, on Twitter, I try to pride myself on being passionate yet fair. I'm at Twitter at JRibs, J-R-I-V-S underscore. I always say my opinions aren't the right ones all the time necessarily, but they are my own, and I'm always down to chop it up with people, even if we disagree. But shout out Spurs Twitter. I love that community. I love that group of people. It's always fun to talk shop with them. And then, you know, you can talk about anything, not just basketball.
Yeah.
So especially during the times of like the pandemic where everyone's at quarantine and everyone's talking about classic games and best ofs, you know, I think it really shows that there's a lot of good people out there. And you know, it's just San Antonio as a whole is always holding it down.
You did like my pick of Rescue though. You did like it.
Oh yeah. Rescue was clutch.
Yeah. I think you were kind of like, whoa, okay. All right, Jeff's not messing around.
Because I remember thinking to myself, I need someone on the aerial assault. And that's why I got War Machine. Because I was like, okay, she got Rescue. I need someone. That was slick.
All right, yeah. But I mean, after when it was all said and done, I'm like, oh my God. I go, my team better drag out a 6 or 7 game series. I mean, I'd be proud if that happens. But you know, the reason why I picked Wong was because I couldn't think of a magical counterpart to you.
That's the only reason why I feel like
I don't know who can fight. The only one I can think of, because I don't know who got Strange, but I said, I'm going to go with Wong. At least
that was me. Something. I had Strange.
That was you? Okay.
I went with Strange first.
Yeah.
I had a whole plan. I was like, I need either Thor or Captain Marvel. Or I forgot who else it was, but Wanda or Strange, and I picked fourth. So I was like, okay, I gotta get Strange. I need, like I said, I tried to go with the finesse team, especially that's why I got Mantis, because I'm like, if I got Strange and I got Mantis, I can take out anyone.
Yeah.
It's kind of my sniper pick.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Joseph, for hopping on this episode of Locked On Spurs and repping the fan base. But yeah, so we're going to go ahead and put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.